No one is slowing down in this hiring race for the right talent. That's why Principal wants to help you stay competitive by providing a comprehensive benefits package tailored to your company's and your team's needs. Because having the right benefits may help you reward and retain your team so they feel valued, motivated, and ready for the future. And that makes all the difference for your business. From large corporations to small and mid-sized businesses, Principal has the retirement and group benefits plans customized for your goals. Your company's future depends on its people. Give them the tools they need to succeed. Talk to your financial professional today about the right benefit plans from Principal. Principal Life Insurance Company, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information about our products, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Big acreage bargains are on sale now at the Ranches at Buck Ridge. Get your 25 to 100 plus acre ranch in the heart of Texas from as low as $189.9. These beautiful, buildable hunting and recreational tracts are minutes from charming Brady, Texas, and offer spectacular views, gorgeous trees, modern amenities, and are loaded with trophy wildlife. Come explore this recreational paradise, perfect for wildlife spectators, hunters, and nature enthusiasts, and own your 25 to 100 plus acre ranch in the heart of Texas for as low as $189.9. Excellent financing is available, so it's never been easier or more affordable to purchase your own piece of prime hunting or recreational property than right now. Call today, 877-333-7390, and schedule your private viewing. That's 877-333-7390. Or visit ranches@buckridgetexas.com to learn more. That's ranches@buckridgetexas.com.
I got to give this man some props right off the rip. He decided to join the show today. We're dubbing this show the Checkbook Show because we got a loaded guest list today.
Are you getting paid? Because I'm not.
Oh, well, you know, you got to talk to the manager about that, man. You know what I'm saying? But Brian Windhorst, ESPN, joins the Morning Roast with Joe Sasko, the Butcher, and Bonta Hill. Let me just start off by asking you, Brian, as I say good morning, as we get ready for Game 6 of these finals. I've never heard the Checkbook. That was a checkbook win. I've never heard that term before. Is that the first time you ever used that?
I mean, what about that was not accurate?
Well, it's just kind of funny how you undercut the Warriors' success with that checkbook comment. Hey, that was a checkbook win. I'm trying to figure out what that exactly means. Because are we going to go back history? Hold on, Brian.
I was acknowledging the Warriors' ability to stick with this team and they're being rewarded for their ability to stick with it. I mean, I would say that most teams, you know, they were handed a pretty amazing double whammy to lose Clay and then lost Steph for a year and lost Durant. I mean, for everything that they had go their way for, you know, I don't know, 7 or 8 years there. I mean, it was an incredible run. Like, it was just a crazy turn of events. And, like, almost every team you'd ever see would have to break it down. But they stuck with it. I mean, they stuck with it. And, you know, part of it is just good vision from the front office and ownership. But part of it is they've got an advantage that advantages other teams don't. And they worked it. And, you know, coming through all that and having Andrew Wiggins is a huge advantage. And it's terrific that Wiggins has gotten to this point. And I mean, there's a lot of guys who knows how long Wiggins' career will be? Who knows how many more times he might get a shot at something like this? And so for him to deliver in this moment is tremendous, especially for a guy who's been inconsistent in his career. For him to deliver on this stage is just tremendous. But it's also a moment where you got to say to the Warriors, like, I mean, it's not hard to say you're going to pay Steph Curry. I mean, anybody knows to that. But to stick with Wiggins and to be able to do that is an advantage that the Warriors were able to parlay into a great situation that they're in right now.
Okay, so there's kind of layers to this. So as a Warrior fan, we were the have-nots for years and years and years. And then this guy, Joe Lacob, buys the team. They didn't go out and get a bunch of high-priced free agents. They drafted and developed all of these guys outside of the top five. And then, obviously, when Durant became a free agent because of the CBA expanding and the TV money, they swung the deal properly when Harrison didn't accept the contract extension. Like, I hear you on, like, the checkbook stuff, but aren't they the model of how to run your business? Not only did they pay all of these, you know, different contracts from within, they also built a stadium with their own dollar and reinvested it back into the team. To me, they should be lauded as what every owner should be doing right now in sports, not just in the NBA. This is how you should run your business, trying to compete at the highest level. I don't know why that's a negative.
Well, first off, I don't know why you're implying what I said was a negative. Why are you implying what I said was a negative?
Well, because I think that there's a general consensus. Just real quick.
What I said was reality.
So let me ask you this, Wendy. Would you consider the 2015-16 Cavaliers that came back from a 3-1 deficit, would you consider that a checkbook championship? Because they had the highest payroll of the league. Just because you had the highest payroll and you spend money off the court doesn't mean you're going to win a championship or play for a championship. We see teams with high payrolls all the time try to buy players and buy championships. What the Warriors have done is organic, and the tone just came out as if you undercut them saying, well, this is a checkbook win because Andrew Wiggins makes this amount of dollars. Don't forget, nobody wanted Andrew Wiggins 2 years ago.
Nobody.
So the last team to have the highest payroll and win the title were the Cavs. It's actually been a couple of the most recent teams have had. The Lakers were not a taxpayer and won the title. The Bucks went into the luxury tax because the bonuses that they had to pay out for winning the title. So the last few champions, the Raptors, I think, might have been in the tax a little bit, but the last few champions have had lower payouts. But you're right, the 2016 Cavs spent a ton of money. And if you'd asked me at that time, I'd have to go back and think about how those games, but Kevin Love, having that guy as your third best player making $30 million, it was definitely money being spent there. I think I was giving the Warriors a compliment for being able to stick with spending through their rebuild, and that's why they have the depth on this team. But nobody would argue that Bob Myers and his front office have not done a tremendous job, and that Joe Lacob and Joe and Peter Guber have done a great job in financing the team. But it is not a level playing field.
Well, is it the fault of the other owners?
What's that?
Is it that the fault of the other owners because the Warriors are using their resources well within the rule book to spend the money that they have, and they spent it on a lot of homegrown talent?
And no one complained last year.
Like Dallas, Mark Cuban makes all this money. He doesn't spend it all. That's his fault. You know what I'm saying? I heard you say, well, the payrolls are so different in the Western Conference Finals. Then if that was the case, why'd you pick the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals over the Warriors?
I don't think I commented about the Mavericks at all. I'm still not sure why you guys got your back up.
Because it feels like a backhanded compliment. I mean, a backhanded statement because of last year they pay for Kelly Oubre, and nobody was complaining when they're paying $35 million for Clay to not play a dribble of basketball. And then all of a sudden, now that they're winning, just my interpretation, it felt like you were picking up water for some of the poor owners who refused to dip into the luxury tax. That's the way I interpreted it.
It wasn't a criticism. I was praising them.
Okay.
I'm saying when you go against the Warriors, you're not just going against a team that has incredible financial might. That's just a true statement. The NBA is a 29 city league. I don't know, maybe 28 city if you consider Brooklyn different from New York.
Right.
The same, whatever. So the nature of it is that there's going to be different situations. The Oklahoma City Thunder, which is the classic example here. They can't afford, they couldn't afford to keep James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, and Serge Ibaka together. They couldn't afford it. And the Thunder weren't able to sell 5% of their team. I mean, the reason that the Warriors are able to do this is because they sold 5% of their team for $300 million a few months ago. And I believe, I don't know exactly what percentage that they sold of the arena, but they sold some percentage of the arena for a couple hundred million, like a year. And they raised $500 million by selling off some pieces of their incredibly valuable asset to help finance this. And it was just tremendous smart operations by their front office, by their ownership. Like they knew that Steph Curry has a window. And so they're prepared to have these $300 million salaries during the Steph Curry window, and they totally set themselves up to be able to afford it by strategic selling off of pieces, and they're on the verge of getting rewarded with a championship, and that is tremendous management. But also, I can say, as somebody who covers the NBA and is the whole field, the other franchises aren't in position to spend $300 million. I don't see why that statement is. I mean, I can understand. I think there's so much prosperity. I'm not sure why the Warriors are in such a great position. I think you're looking for something to be upset about. They're in such great shape that you shouldn't be worried at all.
Well, it felt like diluting the win.
What I said was 100% true.
Yeah, but it also felt like diluting the win. We didn't do this when the Red Sox had the highest payroll in the history of baseball and paid the most luxury tax of all time.
People did. Of course. Do you think the Yankees apologized for spending a lot of money? The Yankees outspent everybody for decades. They won a bunch more titles, and they don't care. And neither should the Warriors. But if you're speaking about why the Yankees' number five starter throws a two-hit shutout when the Kansas City Royals have to trade that guy with 3 years left on his contract, I don't think that's a controversial statement. That's true. Most teams would not be able to afford having a fourth man, and, you know, not right now, Wiggins isn't a fourth man, but for a while he was. Most teams wouldn't be able to afford having a fourth man for $30 million. The Warriors are. So when you play the Warriors, you got to deal with a team that's got a fourth man who's worth $30 million. Why is – I mean, that's just reality. But
nobody thought Wiggins was worth $30 million. Nobody thought Wiggins was worth $30 million when he came to the Warriors.
We're talking to Brian Windhorst. I'm giving you major respect here for coming in because, look, we're triggered as Warrior fans when we see you up there on television. You have a huge platform. And to me, again, and a lot of fans, I'm not the only one, I'm giving you respect for coming in and defending your point of view and saying, hey, no, it wasn't a knock. It felt – the way we interpret it was like instead of, hey, look at how this incredible culture and this stubbornness to believe in their guys and from developing from within and re-signing their own, because that's the way the CBA is set up. If you can keep your own and you re-sign them, look what they did with Jordan Poole when anyone could have drafted him. Kevon Looney, anyone could have had him. Wiggins, nobody wanted him. Instead of crediting that, it felt like, they got more resources than everybody. That's the way we interpret it because we're sensitive.
But both are true.
That's fair.
At the end of the day,
One of the things that gets me triggered is when anybody tries to denigrate a championship, okay?
Yeah.
I see this happen all the time.
Yep.
Where people are like, well, so-and-so got hurt. Well, this and this happened. When you hang the banner, it means never having to say you're sorry, okay? I'm a big believer.
I like that, Brian.
It's so damn hard to win at this level, okay? And, like, let's just be fair, in society, we're not talking about curing cancer. We're talking about within the world of professional sports. But that's the world we're talking about. It's so difficult to go through the process and everything that needs to happen for you to win a championship that once you hang that banner, it means never saying you're sorry. So, for example, I thought that the Lakers massively overpaid for Anthony Davis. I thought it was a trade that would really hurt them long term. But they hung a banner.
Yeah.
And so I've retired ever criticizing that trade again because it hung a banner. Even if it's hurting them today, I don't care. They have it. If the Warriors get one more victory, they are raising a banner in the fall. And it doesn't matter what happened to get that banner. All that matters is that they got it. And then, that this team, which, by the way, happens to be the least potent of the six teams that have reached the finals in this run, this team being able to do this, coming off of what they came off of, incredible. You could almost say that if they get one more win here, this would be their most remarkable accomplishment, once you consider the whole 360-degree view of this.
Yeah, definitely the more improbable, Brian, no doubt about it. Brian Windhorst here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. It was just weird verbiage. We had to check your temperature about that because I just never heard anybody come after a game, a finals game like that, and say, that was a checkbook win. I just never heard of something like that when teams have been spending. And see, when it comes to ownership, Brian, I see all these teams, and I hear your point about OKC not wanting to pay James Harden because they, quote-unquote, couldn't. I don't feel sorry for owners. You get into this business, you get into this league, I get you got to make a profit at times, but this is big business. You got to win. Yeah. And you're telling me that if you're the Royals and you trade a guy who's going to be a stud because you don't want to pay him down the line, that's on the ownership group. I don't feel sorry. I see the Oakland A's right now leave play, let players go year after year after year after year, where A's fans have Velcro on the back of the jerseys, and they're in the Bay Area, and yet John Fisher won't spend a penny on his baseball team, and now they're lousy. The
You guys should have a better appreciation for this than almost any.
Oh, we do. That's why we're sensitive to it.
Yep.
You know.
But I mean, but it's the reality is that the A's cannot compete with a team like the Giants. That's the reality. Like, you know, they don't compete on the same playing field. Now, you can say that that's more of a choice than whatever, but I mean, that's...
But so in this analogy, Brian, the Golden State Warriors were worse than the A's. They were poorly run. They were one of the worst of all time, and now they're up. Here, look, before you go, because I don't want to just talk about the checkbook.
That's like 1995, 2002. I mean, that's not relevant today.
Well, hey, I mean, the Warriors literally had 13 straight years where they didn't make the playoffs, you know what I mean? Yeah, before Steph Curry showed up, they were a nothing. I mean, we had the worst owner in sports. He could walk down the street. I wouldn't even have recognized who Chris Cohan was. I love this team. So let's get into the actual series, because we've got a couple, like, you know, game six can be absolutely massive. Steph Curry, what you've seen from him, is this the best version of finals of Steph Curry in the finals that you've seen?
You know, the thing about it is, I just think that before, the Warriors didn't need this from him. And so, I mean, he's always been capable. And I even think, even now, I still think he's capable of having, like, more game fours. It's just, I have such immense respect for his talent and ability. And, you know, the Celtics, you know, if I was a Celtics fan, I would be bashing my head into the wall about being down in this series. Because I do believe, it's not by a significant margin, but I do kind of think they've got the better team. But they're getting out-executed and out-maneuvered by the Warriors. And they've clearly, the best player in the series is Steph Curry. And they've kind of allowed him to have more say on the series than ideally you want.
Right.
You know, you always, you know, basketball is a game dictated by stars. It's not like there was a defense that they were going to play that was going to hold Steph to 12 points a game.
Right.
But, like, Steph, for his whole life, must have been dreaming about being able to play in a game where he could have his total hands on the controls and didn't have to face double teams.
Right.
I mean, Steph has faced how many double teams in his life? You know, 600,000?
Right. All day long.
And so the Celtics have, like, you know, Steph said it the other day. He said, look, every team has its defensive strategy. And it was kind of like his way of saying, I can't believe it either. That was my interpretation. And so by his ability to basically get them to 2-2 with that brilliant game,
right,
which the Celtics opened the door for, by the way they decided to play, he brought it home and opened the door for, you know, Wiggins and Clay to rise up. Because if that's 3-1, which by all rights it probably should have been, it's not recoverable. But he bought Wiggins and Clay time, and that's what a championship team and a great player do.
You know, Wendy, before we let you go here, if the Warriors win this championship, whether it's excuse me, Thursday or Sunday, it feels like this window's opening back up for another little mini run for the Golden State Warriors. How do you see it here? Because all the young talent, Steph, Clay's going to be back next year. Wiggins. We'll see about Draymond Green. Maybe Draymond transitions to that Iguodala role. But it feels like if they steal this championship, because I think it'll be thievery by the Warriors, and what you said, they've kind of come out of nowhere, and it's an improbable run. It feels like they could go get another 2 to 3 championships over the next 4 years.
I agree. Steph said, he goes, I think we got gas in the tank. I agree. I think Clay is only going to improve coming off those injuries. I don't see any diminishing in Steph whatsoever. I don't see any fall off in his production. It's not like he's going to forget how to shoot.
Right.
And, you know, who knows what the upside of these young guys are. Even if only one of the three turns into a stud, it's going to be huge. Yep. But there's a good chance at least one of the three will, you know. And then they also have the option of maybe cashing them in a trade. I probably wouldn't. I mean, I'm not sure. Like, one of the things that's going to be interesting is if they're able to retain Kevon Looney, because I think he's a pretty valuable piece.
Agreed.
He doesn't get mentioned. You know, people point to Poole and other stuff, but, like, the Looney's development as a player has been huge as
well. Remarkable,
So, like, again, you know, if I'm a Boston Celtics fan, I'm really I'm sick right now. If I'm a Phoenix Suns fan, I'm vomiting in the toilet every other day because this was the window for the Suns to take it.
Yep.
The Clippers are going to be back. The Warriors are only going to get stronger. The Mavericks are only going to get stronger. I absolutely agree that the Warriors weathered the storm of that terrible luck and came out on the other side looking really good. And they did it with great players that they had and drafted. And they did it with great players they developed, and they did it with money. And all of those things came together, and nobody should apologize for it. Nobody should apologize for anything. And if they get one more win, hang the banner and flick everybody else off. And that's what they should do. But money did play a role. Not the most important role, but
Wendy,
can help you.
Mad respect for you coming on and taking the verbal blows from me and him.
Guys,
we're sensitive,
not,
you know?
Guys, it's not respect.
No, speak for yourself, Shasky. He's a sensitive one.
Tell it like it is, just so you know.
I never heard that before, checkbook stuff.
Forget that.
Because now I'm going to start looking back into history of the NBA, and I'm looking, 2014, 15, checkbook championship.
Hey, listen, you can do that, but don't you denigrate a former title.
I will never do that, but it sounds like a backhanded compliment. Because
except
whenever you
the Mickey
spend
Mouse
money,
bubble title, I'm gonna make fun of that just for fun. I hate that.
With all due respect, you can do that. It's your show, but that's not fair. If you're gonna make fun of the bubble title, you should make fun of the 2015 championship, and I'll never make fun of the 2015 championship.
Oh man, here you go, Wendy.
Ocean's Prime today. Little lunch.
What's that?
Are you going to Ocean's Prime in Seaport today? What are you doing for lunch today?
Guys, I work all day long.
Oh, yeah, Wendy don't have time for that. He was working all day long. He spent 20 minutes with us.
Try the
I can't believe
bisque.
He spent 20 minutes with us, man. Wendy, we'll see you in Boston, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
Enjoy your day.
No one is slowing down in this hiring race for the right talent. That's why Principal wants to help you stay competitive by providing a comprehensive benefits package tailored to your company's and your team's needs. Because having the right benefits may help you reward and retain your team so they feel valued, motivated, and ready for the future. And that makes all the difference for your business. From large corporations to small and mid-sized businesses, Principal has the retirement and group benefits plans customized for your goals. Your company's future depends on its people. Give them the tools they need to succeed. Talk to your financial professional today about the right benefit plans from Principal. Principal Life Insurance Company, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information about our products, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Big acreage bargains are on sale now at the Ranches at Buck Ridge. Get your 25 to 100 plus acre ranch in the heart of Texas from as low as $189.9. These beautiful buildable hunting and recreational tracts are minutes from charming Brady, Texas, and offer spectacular views, gorgeous trees, modern amenities, and are loaded with trophy wildlife. Come explore this recreational paradise, perfect for wildlife spectators, hunters, and nature enthusiasts, and own your 25 to 100 plus acre ranch in the heart of Texas for as low as $189.9. Excellent financing is available, so it's never been easier or more affordable to purchase your own piece of prime hunting or recreational property than right now. Call today, 877-333-7390, and schedule your private viewing. That's 877-333-7390. Or visit ranches@buckridgetexas.com to learn more. That's ranches@buckridgetexas.com.
Sunny jackpots are waiting for you at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Join us every Thursday in June for a chance to win a 2022 BMW 540i or up to $100,000 cash. Earn entries all month long using your Club Serrano card at your favorite slots and table games. Not a member? Sign up today and you could plan the ultimate summer road trip in a new BMW or with thousands in cash. Hot temps, even hotter prizes. Only at SoCal's number one casino, Yamava. Details at Yamava.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
How can you help keep your pet safe while saving on out-of-pocket costs at the vet? Simple. With an ASPCA pet health insurance plan. Customize a plan that works for you and your pet. To learn more, visit ASPCAPetInsurance.com. Again, that's ASPCAPetInsurance.com. The ASPCA is not engaged in the business of insurance. This is an independent ad from the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program, underwritten by the United States Fire Insurance Company, produced by CNF Insurance Agency, Inc. Pre-existing conditions excluded. For terms and limitations, visit www.ASPCAPetInsurance.com/terms.
Realtors abide by a code of ethics. This is Article 9 in action. Beth, a first-time homebuyer, knew nothing about the home buying process, except that she wanted to buy a home. But her realtor had the expertise to make sure Beth understood every document, even giving her copies to review with her lawyer so Beth could close on her first home with confidence. Complicated things explained in simple terms. The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.